This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome, everybody, to today's ILTA podcast series entitled Fresh Voices of Legal Tech. My name is Holly Hanna, and I'm the KM Firm Solutions Manager at Perkins Coie, and I will be your moderator today. I am really happy to be joined by our speaker, Dustin Pittman, our applications analyst, also at Perkins Coie. Dustin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. How did you get here?
I am a Purdue University graduate and started out my career in an MSP, managed service provider, doing work for all kinds of different industries, including some smaller law firms. I moved on to being a loan system administrator at a couple of companies. And then I got lucky with a recruiter that was the mother of one of my child's friends. And so she said, hey, I've got this opening you might be interested in. And after some looking at it and the interview process, I found myself a year ago joining the Perkins Coie team.
Yeah, you joined like right when everything kind of went a little sideways.
Yeah, I got about 3 weeks on the job and then we all went remote. So that was a learning curve on top of a learning curve.
So what was the transition like in terms of you worked with some smaller law firms, but you didn't work for them? Is that correct?
Correct. We were just outside IT. So we weren't really building solutions for them. It was more, hey, I need a server. I need a new computer. So I got a taste of the lawyer mentality and their needs and desires and their timeframes on how things are going to work. But it wasn't near the daily interactions that you're experiencing here.
So what do you find challenging about working at a law firm with lawyers, kind of like in a technical role like you do?
I think the biggest challenge that I've been facing is understanding their workflows. Everyone's personality is different, and I can understand that people are hard on time. That's nothing new. I feel like that can be any number of industries, but actually understanding what they do and how they do it is really been the biggest challenge to try and understand. Because any one of us can prop up an application, but to properly support someone and say, hey, I think this is a great way for you to, you know, be more productive is a completely different thing that takes a lot more learning than I've been able to do even in this first year.
Yeah. And I think too, that, you know, attorneys get so used to doing things in a particular way. And then it's like, no, but we have something that we think is going to work better. And they're like, yeah, but I've been doing it this way for 20 years. So
yeah, change is hard for a lot of people. That's
yeah. And is there anything else that you found challenging in terms of joining a law firm? I mean, apart from like the, you know, pandemic related, you can't see anybody sort of thing.
I mean, that's definitely added to the challenge. Just some of the social events, you don't get that interaction to help build out that network of people. But in such a large firm, sometimes the IT team can be a little insulated from the operations and the people over on the practice side. And trying to bridge that gap is sometimes really difficult because we don't have that type of daily interaction. Maybe our service desk, you know, gets a lot more and may know some more people, but being the application analyst, we know a couple stakeholders and that's about it. Otherwise, we don't get that interaction. And I think the pandemic's actually obviously made that worse because we don't have any of the social events that may allow for at least social interaction to start to help them build a professional relationship.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely been challenging, excuse me. What advice would you give to somebody who is just starting a career in a law firm?
Ooh, if they're just starting, get to know people, build out that professional network. If I had the opportunity, that would be my number one goal, and it kind of still is. Obviously, you continue building your skill set technically, but if you really want to differentiate yourself, understand the people, what they do and how they do it, obviously each practice group, even within each practice group, does things differently, which makes it even more fun. So you can't just say a law firm does something like this. It's the patent team does something like this, and the litigation team does something like this. And so get to know those different groups if you can. And if you can't, at least get to know one of them really well. And then once you do, you can actually really start helping, because understanding and building that cooperation is really where solutions and just that collaboration can really start happening.
Yeah, I've always found that, you know, the idea is that a law firm is this massive conglomerate, but in fact, it's multiple small businesses kind of all working kind of more or less together, but they all have different needs and they all have different focuses.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, and one that I think a lot of people, especially just coming into law, may not recognize. And they just think, oh, they're lawyers. Well, they are, but what one does and what the other one does can be worlds different.
Litigators are wildly different from M&A people.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Dustin. And thank you to the audience for tuning in. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. Have a great day, too.
Bye. You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio. Get tuned in.